It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
Hey, Claire, when one man has the privilege of dating 25 women at once. No, we are not in the Republic of Congo, where polygamy is legal. We are actually talking about The Bachelor.
Yes.
You can catch it on tonight, 7:30, Win Network. And The Bachelor himself is none other than a rugby union legend and all-round, you know, good Aussie bloke.
Yes.
Nick the Honey Badger Cummins. And usually never one lost for words. However, last night, I think when he was dealing with all the lovely ladies, he struggled a bit more than usual.
Okay.
Let's have a listen to what he has to
say. Wowee. I'll be keen to catch up with her again. We're off to a hell of a start, ladies and gentlemen.
Jackpot!
Yeah, I suppose, Wow. She left me wanting more. But at the same time, happy with what I got.
Now, we did speak to Osher Gunsberg yesterday.
Yes.
And he did say that some of the stuff that the Honey Badger says, like kind of off mic, like when he's talking to himself in between waiting for the girls, was interesting. And he kind of perks himself up between girls. Yeah.
All right, come on, mate. Speak to him.
Yeah.
Speak to him. Pull your socks up. Ready to go. Come on, buddy. That's
how crazy is that?
Like he pretends he's on the rugby union field, ready to go. And he's got me hooked. I loved last night's episode.
Oh, really?
Fantastic. And I've never been a fan of The Bachelor.
Okay.
Or as I coined before, The Badgula.
Yes,
The Badgula. It makes sense, Claire. Okay. Do you agree with it now?
Yeah.
Woo!
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
But we are talking about something that's a little spooky. And it's more in the realm of aliens.
Ooh!
So we all know,
that was
okay.
A ghost noise, actually.
Conspiracy / non-conspiracy theory that there is an Area 51 in America.
Yes.
Right. Now, I say conspiracy / not conspiracy because the government only admitted that Area 51 existed back in 2013.
Oh, wow. Only 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But at the time, they said, oh, no, the base is not to do with aliens. It's a research facility for their research and training for their
Army, Air Force.
Yeah, that's it.
Defence Force, yeah.
So everyone was like, yeah, sure. Now, people still break into Area 51 all the time and stories come out.
Not used anymore.
Oh, it's still used.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but people still break in.
Jeez.
Yeah,
so I know. Surely they'd get shot.
Well,
They shoot people on the streets. They shoot people in their area.
I don't think that they're shot, but I think they are very highly, like, reprimanded.
Sort out.
Yeah. So, Area 51. It's the place that all the conspiracy theorists believe is where the aliens are and where their ships are and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like if you're a conspiracy nut and you want to go see this area a little bit more.
Go deeper.
You could possibly get a job working there.
Really?
Yeah.
They just advertise it.
Well, this is it, right? It's not technically advertised as Area 51, but there is a company called Janet Airlines, right? And Janet Airlines is the name given to a fleet of red-striped and otherwise unmarked 737s that transport employees between Las Vegas and the Area 51 area.
Sounds more dodgy than my current airplane, Aunt Betty.
What? Your current aeroplane?
No, the one I booked for.
Oh, okay.
the service. Janet Airlines.
Janet Airlines, right? And so Janet Airlines is one of those airlines that doesn't actually fly anywhere except for between Las Vegas and Area 51.
Very
and so
strange.
Janet Airlines is looking for a new pilot.
Oh.
So technically, you will kind of get into Area 51.
So people are saying this is the job. You're going to be a part of Area 51. Because if you're flying in there, you're going to have to know some answers.
Yeah. So the ad itself isn't anything particularly out of the ordinary. It describes the role as aircraft to transport passengers and cargo and that you need to be a pilot. The hint that something's weird, though, is when it references this particular thing for candidates, it says you need TS/SSBI security clearance. Now, an SSBI or single scope background investigation is a series of background checks and interviews with employers, neighbours, partners and family that are required as part of getting top secret, sensitive information and queue access security clearance.
This is intense.
So you need to have one of these background checks to be a pilot for this airline. That's where it gets interesting.
This is top secret.
It totally is, right?
I love it.
But can you imagine the amount of pilots out there that are like out of work or whatever else? And they're like, oh, this looks like a decent job. I'll go for that. Turns out they've got some dodgy history and background. They're like, hang on, this is not what I expected.
Which most probably do. And looking at the plane from Janet Airlines, it looks scary. I feel like I'm in some sort of horror film.
It's just a plane with a red line on
it.
It's
unmarked. I could just imagine what that plane has seen through the plane's eyes. Things, man. Things.
Sam, you know planes don't have eyes yet.
Yeah, I got the windows at the front, though. That's close enough.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
We're talking busking.
We are.
We got put up to a challenge about a month ago now, just a challenge, any challenge, by our boss, Joel.
Yes.
And we figured out busking was the right thing. Well, Joel did. He was the one that made the decision in the end.
Yeah, we put it out on our Facebook page, Hit 99.7 Riverina MIA. Mm-hmm. Busking was a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Joel loved it, our big boss.
And so
we went with it.
We went busking. Now, Sam, you did Tuesday. I did Wednesday. We did an hour each.
Yes.
And it was all to raise money for Griffith Can Assist.
Yes, exactly right.
And Joel's on the phone with us now.
What up?
Hey, guys. Joel.
How are you?
Just a couple of musical stars in the studio this morning. Special
guest. I've seen some video and it's far from it, from what I can gather.
Wow.
So, Joel, we completed your busking task. We both went out on our own as such and busked to try and raise some money for Can Assist here in Griffith.
Which we did. Yep. We've got a total, Joel, that we would like to share with you this morning.
Well, before we get to that, I'd just like to thank the residents of Griffith for putting up with it from everything that I saw.
Yes, absolutely. John Dodd Pharmacy and the Health Hut, I guess.
Thank you to both of them.
Thanks to Happy the Dragon from St. George's. Thanks to so many. Mim from Brooms. A lot of people we could thank.
Thanks to Brendan Catanzariti for
joining
me.
Brendan and Anastasia Comerin, of course.
But Joel, did you see videos from both?
I actually have. I had somebody send me a video of you specifically, Claire. You looked smashing in your red, whatever you call it, that you were wearing.
It is called Elmo.
Right.
Do the Elmo verse.
Elmo!
Wow.
So, Joel, our totals.
Yeah.
Let's do a grand total first.
Is there a drum roll or something?
Ooh.
Yes, there is a drum roll. So, grand total that we have raised for Griffith Can Assist is...
Hang on. Can you guess, Joel? I want Joel to guess.
Given the talent that I saw, I'd be pushing $100.
We raised $439.95.
No. You're kidding.
No, 100%
serious.
Can you
play that winner sound effect?
$439.95 is what we raised over our 2 days.
Awesome. Well done.
And we're only taking 15% cut.
No, all money raised is going to Can Assist here in
Griffith. Sorry, yes, we did agree on that.
Well done, guys. That's unreal.
Thank you.
But now, Joel, it's the real time.
Yeah, this is...
the individual tally time.
This is the problem here. And I know that you were backing me.
All your eggs were in one basket.
Don't say it.
Sam raised... $251.35.
Do the math, Joel.
Raised $188.10.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
Joel, hang on. Wow. Why are you so shocked and disgusted? It sounds
because I've had more time to look at your performance rather than Claire's, and that just shocks me.
I'm putting it down to the fact that he got day one. So he got all the local money?
Yep.
That's what it
is. Whoa, hang on. I don't even have a time to save myself there. No.
It was also quiet.
Different day. No, different day. Different people walking past.
How much is the difference?
$80.
Yeah.
Is it too late for me to
No,
put
not
something?
At all.
Joel,
no. Not at all. Joel, if you'd like to donate to Can Assist.
It's $130, mate.
If you donated...
It's $130.
Is it really?
I think so. Check that.
Let me do the math.
I shouldn't be saying no to charity money, but I am.
Okay, I'm so kidding. Sam, you raised $251.35.
Oh, so $70.
I raised $188.10, so it's $63.25. And Joel, I'll just say, if you donate this, you'll actually get us over the $500 mark for money to Can Assist.
Wow.
I'll be more than happy to donate $80 to Claire.
Oh!
Thanks, Joel. That means that I am actually the winner.
This is ridiculous, Claire.
Congratulations, Claire. Whoa.
Thanks, Joel.
I didn't know. Hang on. This is Joel. This is, believe it or not, stitch up number two, because Claire told me something today. Would you like to fill me in on something that you guys have been planning for some time?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You, sir, are the worst boss I've ever had.
Oh,
really?
That's mean.
Oh,
so
you've gone behind my back.
I can't wait to do the next one.
You've broken my trust. Claire,
Joel,
what happened?
We were busking.
You called me your mother last time we spoke.
Claire told me to say that off air for both of us.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so what happened was I was busking today. I finished up. Sam was giving me a bit of strife. And so I went, well, you know what? This was all a setup for you anyway.
You guys were expecting to embarrass me by having Brendan Catanzariti fill in with Claire. Too bad I had my secret weapon, Anastasia, come on and help me out, which was fantastic.
And she was brilliant.
And it backfired for you guys because I was the true winner on the day.
Well, as far as I can see, the tally's still going.
I don't have time for this job.
So
to catch a flight to Perth. I don't care anymore.
My final tally is $268.10.
No, shut up! No,
stop. So I won by $10.
No!
Well, sorry, $17.
I donate $18 to my cause.
I donate $20 to mine.
Oh,
we can keep
going. We're not doing this. Damn it. $1 million.
Joel,
this
thank
is,
you.
Well done, guys. Well done. That's unreal.
Oh.
Can't wait to see what the next challenge is, Sam.
Joel, I wrote you a song.
Did you?
Can you hear it?
Can you have somebody else sing it?
I quit.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
And Claire, as we mentioned before, there is a sequel to a TV show coming out, and it's pretty much to do with these guys here. Yes, that's right. Fox's animation unit, absolutely working overtime, because they are going to be letting out a sequel to The Simpsons movie. Guess how long ago The Simpsons movie came out?
Oh, it was ages ago.
It's been 11 years.
Whoa, okay, I didn't think it was that long.
2007.
2007?
Yes.
Far out. Okay, so they need to bring out another movie now.
They're due to. But this is why I said they're working overtime.
Okay.
They're also going to be putting in feature-length projects for both Bob's Burgers and Family Guy as well.
Right, so it's not just The Simpsons that's getting a big screen debut. Well, not debut, but... Okay.
I think they're realizing that a lot more people are watching, you know, different TV shows and stuff, so they thought they'd get on the big screen and earn some big bucks.
Well, and Sam, just for anyone out there who doesn't know The Simpsons, like that one lady that called up and didn't know the theme song.
Yes, this one right now.
The Simpsons is a cartoon-type show.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for years.
Yes, well said. I think, yeah, if you didn't know it, you'd be living under a rock.
Yeah.
So there is one person living under a rock.
In this area, at least.
Apologies. But that's exciting. I don't know when it's going to come out, but at least it's in the works with those other two corker of TV shows. So we are pretty excited.
It's going to be interesting to see who goes out to see some of these TV shows, like Family Guy and stuff, right?
Mm.
You know, are you going to take your 10-year-old? You probably shouldn't, but are you?
Probably not.
You don't reckon?
It'll just be like a good old trip down nostalgia lane for all the old folks.
Yeah, that's true.
Us. We're old. How's this, though? I just read The Simpsons movie, the first one. I realise why they're doing this. They had a budget of the film $75 million.
Mm.
It raked in $530 million US.
Whoa!
Way over budget at the box office. So I think
the
creator, Matt Groening, is going to be quite excited.
Okay. Well, I guess stay tuned. We'll let you know when we do find out it's in cinemas. It'll definitely be coming here, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. River City Cinemas are all over that.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's sooner rather than later. I don't like waiting 2 years after they announce something. It's boring.
It's usually the case, isn't
it?
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
And Claire, of course, we're talking busking.
Mm-hmm.
We just had Joel on the phone, our big boss, who got us to do this in the first place. And he kindly, I won, by the way, I won the busking on the day. But Joel kindly donated an extra $80 to your cause.
Yes.
Which brought the tally above $500.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we'd give Olga from Can Assist a call to let her know. And I, you know what? I've admitted defeat. You're the winner here.
And Sam, we have Olga, who's joined us on the phone right now. We're going to give her the final figure.
Olga, how are you going?
How are you?
I'm going well, thank you, Sam. How are you both? I heard you were going really great out there in Banner Avenue.
Yes. Next stop is good old The Voice, I believe, for myself. Claire, maybe not so much.
You're right. Sam, definitely The Voice for you.
Yeah. And I choose Delta Goodrum.
Okay. All right. That's preempting the whole thing's all good.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Olga, we busked for a total of 2 hours. Sam did Tuesday. I did Wednesday. Mm. And over that time, we raised money for CanAssist.
Yes.
And
yes. Oh, gosh, that's absolutely lovely of you. Thank you so much for
doing that.
Well, don't thank us yet. You could be disappointed.
Look, our total figure of what we raised together over the 2 days for CanAssist is $519.45.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think you should work for $99 anymore. I think you should do this permanently.
It's not a bad hourly rate, is it?
No.
$250 an hour.
Fantastic. Oh, that's wonderful.
Our absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you guys are just, thank you so much because, you know, what you're doing is you're helping us to help other people that aren't so lucky in their health.
Absolutely.
And look, that's tremendous. What a great idea, first of all.
Thank you. Then
secondly, what a fab result. That's great.
You know what? It blew us out of the water. We did not expect it to be.
We were
thinking
that much.
$14 each, probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're worth more than that, Sam.
Thank you.
Well, Olga, we're really happy to help you guys out, and I'm glad that we were able to raise as much as we did. So $519.45 is coming your way.
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'm thrilled. Thank you so much for what you did. And as I said, thank you it's a great idea. And we might have to get some of the CanAssist members to do that.
Absolutely.
Yes, get a team together.
Like we'll come down and join them.
Love it.
You can show. You can show us what to do.
Yeah.
You can tell us.
Perfect. More than happy to.
Oh, thanks for joining us, Olga.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. That was tremendous. You guys are just awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Cheers.
Bye, Olga.
Can't wait to drop that money off to her. Give her a big hug.
Yes. Right. And a big thank you again to everyone who came down and supported us across the 2 days.
Yes.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
Yesterday, it kind of dropped. KFC, right? We all know KFC. It's one of those sometimes foods.
Yes, not too well, Claire. It's my favourite.
They dropped something a little bit different yesterday.
New burger?
No.
New chicken nugs?
No.
Spicy ones?
No food entailed.
Right.
Entailed? I don't think that's the right word.
Yeah.
Okay. They dropped a clothing line.
I'm sorry, what?
I feel like a lot of places are doing this at the moment, but KFC has dropped an Australian clothing line.
You're kidding.
Full of their original recipe.
This is fantastic.
Okay, so you can now buy KFC trackies with what I think is supposed to be like chicken and chips.
It's got the Colonel's bow tie on it.
Yeah, Colonel's bow tie.
Love it.
Just, you know.
Socks.
Yeah, which are weird. It says
what?
Nug Life on them. Why does it say Nug Life?
Because it is Nug Life. Nug Life's the only life.
Also, you can get a finger-licking good necklace.
Oh, my gosh, Claire. Keep strolling. You can get budgie smugglers.
Oh, no.
Bring on summer, baby.
No.
Down at the Lake Wyangan.
Assorted pins to wear on your jacket.
Woo-woo.
KFC-scented surf wax.
Okay, so it's not just clothes.
No.
They've gone into the realm
of the surf side of things. Surf boards with KFC. It's just a whole heap of stuff.
Right? I love this. Okay, when I first saw this just before, Claire, I thought they were just trying to copy what everyone else is doing in terms of other companies bringing out big...
Well, Vegemite currently has a clothing line out.
Yeah, exactly. But there were other companies, third-party companies, releasing stuff with, you know, giant pieces of chicken on them as trackies and stuff. This, what they're releasing here, is not only affordable, but I believe it's fashionable.
Look, to be honest, I'm cheap when it comes to clothing, right? To me, that's not affordable. I'm not paying $40 for a pair of trackies.
Look at them. You'd wear them out.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, those trackies are more suitable to the shops than what you wear in the morning.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
They're actually fashionable. I did not expect this.
You reckon? 100%. Okay, we're going to put a photo of this up on our Facebook page. Yep. I don't reckon they're fashionable at all, but apparently...
We're doing a poll.
apparently it's all for a good cause. So KFC have launched this merch with all proceeds going towards their charity initiative called the KFC Youth Foundation.
Heard of that before?
Totally. Now, before this, I had no idea what this was. So the KFC Youth Foundation apparently is there to help teens and their restaurant team members as well.
Oh, right.
Because most of their team members are under 25, which makes sense.
Yep.
And it's, I don't know, it seems a little bit strange. It's about confidence and things like that. I get it, but it's, why?
Hey, we raised money for a good cause. Don't know why we did busking, but.
But at least we know what the good cause is about. Like, Beyond Blue and places like that and Headspace, they're already there in this kind of area and they do a fantastic job.
Yeah. Well, it says it's going to their charity partners, so Reach, Young Care.
Okay.
Reach Out, Streetwork. So it's going to good causes. And
it's just odd.
I'm a fan.
I'm not.
I'm a fan.
I'm really not. Okay, we're going to put some photos up on our Facebook page. I want to know whether you're a fan or not. I mean, the necklace isn't bad, but for $20, I guarantee you it's going to break in a week.
I need a new pair of budgie smugglers too.
I really don't want to see you in those.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
And we were just talking about our busking adventure.
Yeah.
So I technically won out in the end because Joel donated an extra, our boss Joel donated an extra $80 to me. But
yes,
Sam.
We've just received a Facebook message, Claire.
We have.
This is
from a lovely guy named Andrew who has decided because he loves listening to the show, he'd love to donate another $20 to Sam.
Andrew, you are the best person in the world.
It's not okay.
It's fantastic. It's backfired again, Claire. Your plan
has,
with Joel is just keep backfiring.
And there's someone trying to call us at the moment. 13 12 16 is the number if you ever want to call, by the way, and you can call at any time. Hit 99.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. How can we help you?
It's Michelle from St. George Bank. I would just like to say that we will donate another $20 to Sam.
Michelle, what are you doing?
Well,
Michelle, I love you so much.
Michelle, this make me sad.
This is fantastic.
As much as you were absolutely wonderful yesterday, Claire, I just think, well, Sam actually did get over the line on the first day, so I think that he should win. So another $20 is coming your way.
Michelle, you've made me you've turned my day. My frown is now upside down. Thank you so much.
Okay, no. 13, 12, 16, who else wants to donate?
No, we've got to end it now. Michelle, and thank you to you guys for coming down and supporting
thank
us.
Thank you, and thank you to Happy for coming out.
No worries. You had the best couple of days.
Oh, awesome. I love it. Thank you so much again, Michelle. You're a legend.
No worries.
Okay, that's not exactly how I expected things to go.
Andrew and Michelle are my favourite two names of the day.
Sam is now up and is technically the winner again at $291.35 that you've raised. But that's not okay. 13, 12, 16, give us a call if you'd like to donate some money. We can assist. It is all going to a good cause, but I totally still want to win this. 13, 12, 16, someone help me out.
We'll give you till 9 a.m. How about that?
13, 12, 16. Give us a call right now. Please say you'll donate to me, not Sam.
Just keep it coming this way because I got stitched up, by the way. Remember that? I got stitched up by you and my boss.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you want to donate to
Good wins. Good wins in the end.
Claire and Sam. Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.